Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer before we get started, please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we have this morning to study your word. We thank you for grace that your Son provides salvation through if we only believe. We thank you for your healing power, for the witnesses of that are here today. We're just so thankful for Michael Brown and his return. We thank you so much for your healing of so many people over the years. We thank you for this church and our pastor. We pray that he could be raised back up to health quickly and that he'd be back in the pulpit next week. Thank you for folks that have come out today, and we just ask that you would give me the words you would have me to say and that they would hear and understand as you would have them to. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. For those that don't know it, Pastor Charles had shingles shot on Friday and has had a pretty severe reaction to it and running fever. So Jim and I got a call yesterday afternoon to fill in. So I do always covet your prayers when I'm up here, but especially now when preparation time was a little short. And it seems like every time that I fill the pulpit, at some point during the lesson, I bring up Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. And guess what? I'm going to do it again, and I'll just get that out of the way right now. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Today, we're going to be talking about the law. And I think we need to realize how fortunate we are that we're not under the law. Can you imagine, put yourself under the law and imagine how your life would fare today? I've heard people that say, "Oh, I might be able to keep the Ten Commandments." Well, maybe so, but again, maybe not. There's a couple of tricky ones in there that have to do with bearing false witness, which kind of means talking about people behind their backs when everything's not completely true. Or there's one about coveting, and it's so hard when you see people getting things that you can't afford. Sometimes that covet bug just hits you, and so maybe you could keep the ten, but you know what? That's not the commandments of God that are in the Bible. Actually, there are 613 commandments in the Bible, and those were for the Jewish people back during Old Testament times. God's law, and not just the Ten Commandments, but all 613, that was just that. It was the law for the people of Israel. It wasn't suggestions. It was basically that was how it was. It was the law. And the law reflects God's character, I think, from start to finish. It reflects his holiness, but it also reflects his righteousness and his love for his people. Even for us, through his law, we gain insight into God's character and his expectations for our lives today. We're going to kind of go through things pretty quickly today. I have subtitled my lesson today, 176 Verses in Under an Hour. So we'll see if I'm able to deliver on that by the time that we finish up today. Most of the book of Psalms was written by King David, but not all of it. And honestly, I was surprised in doing research for this to find out that among the other authors were Adam, and yes, it's that Adam, the first man on earth, Melchizedek, Abraham, Moses, Solomon, and several others. So the vast majority was written by King David. And Jewish tradition says that Psalm 119 was written by King David for his son Solomon. And I'll tell you something that you may have heard. Part of it I had heard before, but not all of it. As you look at your Bibles this morning, you may see some category headings every eight verses. And you'll see what is it here, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, those are Hebrew alphabetical letters. So the way that they would teach children back in those days was through song and through other techniques, which I'll get into in just a minute. But basically, Psalm 119 represents the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and eight stanzas for each letter, all in the original Hebrew. All of the stanzas began with the letter of that first letter of the alphabet, the second, and so forth. I hope I'm explaining that where you can understand it. But it was more than that. There was, again, Jewish tradition was that they would use this as a learning aid for students in school. They would use honey on the first day of school in a special ceremony. And the young child was given a slate, and on it were two verses, and then it had some other wording, and then the letters of the alphabet. So that was given to the students. The teacher would recite the scriptures that were on that slate, and then have the children recite those scriptures and the letters of the alphabet, and then they would coat that slate with honey and give that back to the children, and they would lick that off. So from the very beginning, they would associate sweetness with God's word. They would associate learning and sweetness as well as God's word because of that tradition. Furthermore, as the students would learn the letters of the alphabet, not just recite them or read them, but as they actually learned them, each time they would learn a new one, they would get a taste of honey on their tongue, so that, again, it just kept reinforcing that sweetness. We're going to try to cover this whole chapter today, and I guess some of you probably have questions wondering why in the world we would spend so much of our morning covering something that really doesn't apply to us directly, because we are not under the law but under grace. And if we have time at the end, I'll tell you why I chose this topic, but we need to get started. As we start and go through these 176 verses, I want you to stop and think about every time that God's law is mentioned. And it's not always going to say law. Sometimes it'll say precepts. Sometimes it'll say God's judgment. Sometimes it'll say His commandments. There's various things. I think there's 8 or 9 different words used to represent God's law. And only 3 or 4, depending on some of the translations, 3 or 4 of the scriptures out of the 176 do not have reference to God's law, but the rest of them do. And I think it's incumbent upon us to go through it and pay attention to how the author expressed their love for God, for His commandments, and for His word. So let's start with verse 1. And again, we're going to just kind of run through these quickly. There may be an occasional comment, but for the most part, it's just strictly reading of the scripture. Blessed are the undefiled who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, that's another word for the law, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in His ways. His ways is considered also representative of the law. Verse 4, Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts, that's another word, to keep Thy precepts diligently. Verse 5, Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Verse 6, Thou shalt not be ashamed. Then shalt I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to Thy word? And again, Thy word is the same as the law. Verse 10, With my whole heart have I sought Thee, O let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. That particular verse has it twice, because it talks about thy precepts and thy ways. The next one does too. I will delight myself in thy statutes and not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may hold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto my judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove me from reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. And I want to just stop right there. I asked you at the beginning to pay attention to how the author is praising God through his commandments, and how he's taking delight in what God has commanded the Jewish people to do. Verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so that I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou hast enlarged my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it until the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. And also you see how this author is talking about how keeping the law is bolstering their life and helping them to live their life in a way that God would want them to do. I think I lost my place there. Verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. I shall observe it with all my heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not unto covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish my word unto thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let the mercies come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. We're up to verse 42. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep the law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings. I will not be ashamed, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy word unto this thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Thy word hath quickened me. The proud have made me great in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgment of old, O Lord, and I have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been in my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. And I want to, again, stop real quick. I don't want anybody to think that the author here, King David or whoever, was being boastful in any way. I think they were just rejoicing in the fact that by following God's law, that they were able to keep their life according to what God would want it. Now, of course, we all know David was a sinner. He had some grievous sins, but at the same time, God forgives all who sin that come to him and accept his son as the propitiation for those sins. Verse 56, this I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten the law. At midnight I will rise up and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed in thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Thou art good and doest and thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in the law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because they have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thy faithfulness has afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy kindness, merciful kindness, be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let the tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for the law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. And we're picking up with verse 81, if you've lost your place. Verse 81, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but my hope is in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet I do not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so that I may keep testimony in my mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And this next verse, verse 90, is one of them that may or may not contain a reference to the law. Perhaps the word faithfulness is what some of the commentaries say, but verse 90, thy faithfulness unto all generations, thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for they are thy servants. Unless thy law had been in my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. How I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments had made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Verse 100, I understand more than the ancients because I keep their precepts. I refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. This next one is one of my favorite verses out of this chapter, probably out of the book of Psalms. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget the law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, and they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law I do love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe. I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not unto my oppressors. In verse 122 is another where it does not have a reference. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress thee. Verse 123, mine eyes fail for thy salvation and the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according to thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. They have made void the law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all that may be right, and I hate every false way. The testimonies are wonderful, and thou dost keep my soul in them. The entrance of my words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Now the next two verses, again, do not have reference to the law. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, for thou usest, as thou usest to do, those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. I think in both of those, it's possible that those that love thy name, I think the name could possibly be, and then again, order my steps in thy word. I believe that could also have a reference to it there. 134, deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down my eyes, because they keep not the law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me. Mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, but thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet I forget not thy precepts. Thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting, given to me understanding that I live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I will keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I may meditate on thy word. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from the law. Thou art near, O God, O Lord, and thy commandments are truth. Concerning the testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine afflictions and deliver me, for I will not forget the law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet I do not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they have not kept thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O God, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart standeth in awe because of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law I do love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandment. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let me cry, come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. And the last one, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Thank you for bearing with me. It's really hard just to start in and read out loud 176 verses, so I appreciate your patience. But again, I think we must be so very thankful that we are not under the law and have to live up to every one of those things or face death, possibly. Of course, we now are under grace. We should strive to live up to God's word, and eventually we will face death, as everybody does, but it'll be a far sweeter passing than those that don't keep his word. There's a lot of different ways to approach Psalm 119 as an independent Bible study, and I just felt like it was important to show how the longest chapter in the Bible, in virtually every verse there, you can find references to God's law for his people. It was so important to God that the divinely inspired Word of God devoted so much attention to the subject of the law. Earlier today, I asked why I would be taking so much of our time to study something that really didn't apply directly to us, And I think it's simple. If you go back through these 176 verses and make one slight modification, and we're not going to reread them, but I'll hit on two or three of them. And again, I don't want to add to, take from, or change God's holy word. That's not what I'm about. But if we take and make one slight change as we use this for our own personal studies, I think we can see how it applies directly to us. Verse 2, for example, if we take the reference to the law, in this case it's testimonies, if we take that out and replace it with God's holy word, blessed are they that keep God's holy word and seek Him with the whole heart. I think that is a good foundation for our Bible study. And what is more important than keeping God's word? Verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts. But if we change that, it says, I will meditate in God's holy word and have respect unto your holy word. And I think, again, not trying to change the Bible. It's just kind of an exercise for our own personal studies. And I think that in doing that, as Christians studying the Bible that way, I think it should give us all greater comfort and hope in our own salvation to know that God's holy word has laid out a tremendous plan of salvation for us. Now, I want to read something that I came across in these studies, and I'll tell you right up front, it really hit me wrong. It came from a Catholic website that I just accidentally stumbled upon, but there was an article on this website, and it actually was out of a magazine for the Catholics, and the title of it was The Ten Commandments, A Roadmap to Salvation. And I see a lot of people making the exact same face that I made whenever I read that. The Ten Commandments in today's world have nothing to do with our salvation. I'll read this to you. It was a quote that was referencing the receiving of the Eucharist communion, and it says, the Ten Commandments are a personal call to keep this relationship on track and to bring that love and respect to our dealings with others. While the first three commandments are clear guidelines that govern how we should love and respect God, the next seven regulate our day-to-day relationships. What we say and do to each other absolutely matters to God. Okay, I agree with that. Love and right worship are far removed from the idols, rites, rituals, and sacrifices of a primitive, cultish nature. Okay? We are empowered and expected to do more. We are called as people of God to be more. Okay, I'm okay with that so far. The challenges are many, but the laws of love given to us by God will lead to our promised land. Now, I guess, first of all, I would have to ask them, can you define your promised land? Because what leads to my promised land is not the Ten Commandments or just how I love other people. Instead, Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned. You go three chapters forward, and it tells you the penalty for that sin is death. But it also says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and this is the most important part of it, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The promised land that I'm talking about, that I'm headed for, is about all who believe. Christian believers from any time in the history of this earth, past, present, or future, or from any nation, are promised a heavenly home, and God will be dwelling with us. And the way to enter that, the only way to enter it, is through His Son, Jesus Christ. We don't need maps. We don't need GPS to get there. Everyone that has believed on Jesus as their Savior will be there in heaven with God for eternity. We all experience suffering and pain and discomfort, but knowing that we've got this promised land of heaven to look forward to gives us hope no matter what we face. As we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we're assured of eternal rest with Him. Again, let's look at verse 103. I think this is, I don't want it to come across as a pun, but I think this is one of the sweetest verses, especially considering the Jewish tradition of the honey on the slate for the students. Verse 103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." We should all pray, I believe, that we can truly see God's word as He guides us today. We need to continue to be so thankful that we live in the age of grace and that salvation is free to us. We're not bound by 10 commandments or 50 or 613. And we're be thankful that our salvation isn't dependent upon keeping those laws. We need to understand that God's laws were very, very important to Him. Otherwise, why would God's own inspired word focus so much on it? We should all understand, that all of God's word is written for us, though not all to us. And I think a really good example to use in closing, Galatians 3 says, "The law was our schoolmaster." So the law was for teaching us, teaching them. The law was for the Jewish people to live under. For us today, it is to learn by. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be saved. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Simple, childlike faith is all it takes. May we all strive to be faithful to God's word, to be faithful to our studies of God's word, and to think of His word as sweetness and as taste to our mouth. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank You so much for all of Your word. We know it's divinely inspired. We thank You for Your love for us in sending Your Son to die on the cross to cover our sins. We thank You for the freedom that we have as Americans. But yet we need to continue to spread Your word so that those that are unsaved can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We thank You for eternity that we know we will spend with You and with Your Son. We thank You for our church and church family. We thank You for our pastor and his wife. We continue to lift them up in prayer for healing. We thank You so much for being with us this morning, for Your constant abiding with us and protecting hand over us. We say, we make all these known in Your Son's name. Amen.